Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Think for just a second about what you actually do every day while you're at work. You probably have some jobs that you like more than others. We all do. And some of those might fall into a category of tasks that researchers now refer to as office housework. It's necessary, but it's usually lesser recognized work, not the stuff you were hired to do in your job. It's the stuff that's not really going to get you noticed or promoted by your boss. Well, research shows that being assigned this kind of office housework disproportionately falls to women, and women of color in particular, and it can hold them back in their careers. Now, we've been asking you about this.
This is Erin from Louisville, Kentucky. I work for a school corporation that is deeply entrenched in a good old boy mentality, and it is infuriating.
My name is Charla Solheim, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. I was a writer at a digital advertising agency, and I definitely felt like gender played a role in who worked on what. For example, a group of men was usually assigned to work on video games, but they also were the team working on jeans design for women. So the rules never seemed to apply equally.
It's the experiences of Charlotte there working in Portland, Oregon. Well, among the latest research in this area is a study from the Center for Work-Life Law at the University of California Hastings College of the Law. And I asked Bridget Schulte to help give us a sense of these findings and what we should take away from the growing body of research like this. She's director of the Better Life Lab, the Work-Life, Gender Equality, and Social Policy Program at New America. Bridget, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, help us understand these different types of work I'm talking about, the type of work that you're hired to do, no matter what your job is, and then the other stuff that has to be done, not only around the office, but maybe to support, I don't know, your office's extracurricular activities. How are these types of work different?
Well, that's a really great question, because, you know, you think about work and it seems like, well, you go to work and you do your job. But the types of work that you do can be very different and actually have really different long-lasting consequences. So in this study out of the UC Hastings Center for Work-Life Law, their survey looked at what they called glamour work. And the other side of it was the office housework, if you will. And the glamour work, I think we all know what that is. You get the plum assignment. You get, a really great stretch job, something that's going to put you in contact with powerful people, or you're going to learn a lot. And it sort of greases the skids for your eventual rise. It's you look great in the eyes of your colleagues. You get noticed by your bosses. So that's the work that everybody wants to do, right? Meaningful, exciting, impactful. And on the flip side of it is office housework. And that's sort of the invisible, undervalued kind of crud work that needs to get done just to make the trains go, the scheduling, the making coffee, cleaning up the coffee cups after the meeting, coordinating everybody's schedules, project management stuff. It's not valued. It's certainly not going to get you the next promotion. You're probably not even going to be noticed for doing it.
Now, what do we know, though, all things being equal, about how these different types of work are assigned?
Well, the research is really clear. This latest study is just one in a number of very powerful studies and research that's been done in the recent years that shows that this office housework disproportionately falls to women and even more to women of color. And really why that is that this sort of replicates in the office environment sort of these larger gender expectations that we still have in society, that women are the caregivers, women are the tenders, women are just quote unquote better at it, they're more organized, they're going to organize the birthday party for the staff member because they're just better at it. So these are still assumptions that we're making, and that a lot of managers, team members, colleagues, and certainly bosses and CEOs, they don't even realize they're doing it.
Now, do these studies control for equal rank at work, meaning people who have the same job are assigned differently? And also, let's get down to the findings. How much more likely are women to be assigned this type of office housework that researchers describe?
Well, right. Well, this in this most recent study that was just published in Harvard Business Review, they looked at two, professional class jobs. They looked at engineers and they looked at lawyers. And engineers are still, if you look at demographics, it's still a very much a male-dominated field. And what they found is that women were about, almost 30% more likely than white men to report doing office housework. Now, for lawyers, where there are more women in legal professions, where there, if you look at graduation rates from law schools, they're almost at parity. But then you look through the years at who are partners and who are the people at the top, and it's still very, very male dominated. And what they found is among lawyers, women were about 20% more likely to say, white women were about 18% more likely to say that they had to take on office housework, and women of color were slightly higher than that.
So women of color even more vulnerable to this inherent bias, it sounds like, in the workplace than white women. Is there any evidence that this type of assignment, this office housework, directly contributes to slower progression of promotions, to not rising as high in the workplace? Do we know that there's a causal relationship here?
Well, I think what we know from the research is it's certainly correlational. It's hard to pin down things one-to-one. But what's also really important to realize, a lot of people say, well, this is just choice, or, women just sort of choose these assignments that, either doing the office housework because they're sort of team players or good sports. But on the flip side of it, when these studies have asked women and people of color, do you feel like you have access to these glamour assignments? Do you have the opportunity to really shine? That's also where you see a real discrepancy, that they also, there's large numbers of women and larger numbers of women of color who do not feel that they have access to these great positions and assignments from the start. So you have to look at both sides of the equation, that not only are they expected to do more of the kind of unrewarded drudge work, but they are also not given the opportunity to really shine.
So it sounds like education all around, I know that's an easy place to land here, but it sounds like education all around is going to be important, not only for workers, lawyers, engineers, anyone on the income scale to say, you can fight back against assignments like this, say, maybe I don't really want to do that. But what about management? What about bosses? Is the research bearing out intervention in workplaces so that people are aware of this type of bias?
Well, I think what's important to recognize is that it's really hard for women to just say no. It's really hard for women to say, I don't want to do that, or don't ask me. The research shows that there's much more backlash against women when they refuse to do these kind of volunteer or housework kind of jobs when men are not. Men do not experience that backlash. And because of a lot of that is because of these gender norms that are pretty powerful, but oftentimes operate in an unconscious manner. So it's not just up to women to say no. I do think that's a part of it. One thing that women can do is put things in terms of trade-offs. It's like, well, make it really clear, if you want me to do this, then I can't do this. But it's really important that managers and teams not only be aware, but create sort of gender-neutral systems for how the work is going to be allocated, both the office housework and the glamour work. And then bosses and CEOs really need to recognize this is an issue, and you are losing a lot of talent when you are not sort of awake to recognizing how unconscious bias determines the career trajectories of your talent.
Bridget Schulte is director of the Better Life Lab at New America and author of Overwhelmed: Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time. Bridget Schulte, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
My name is Pam, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. For me, it's not about the assignments. The work is fairly distributed. However, who gets the promotion is more subjective and frequently relates to race, gender, and social status.
Well, we always want your take here. 8778-MY-TAKE is the number. You can always tweet us at The Takeaway. In the meantime, thanks so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.